I'm here with Jason Melissa Katinger, otherwise known as Mary Dean. The Ancient Way Music Festival. That's Saturday, August 3rd from 4 until 8.
The Old School Gallery is the official host of this event. It's a music festival comprised of four bands. It's 1 mile east of the El Morro National Monument on Highway 53. The bands we have featured this year are Rippy and the Silhouettes are starting us off. It's a father and two daughters. And the girls are very talented. They're singer-songwriters at a very young age. And so we're really excited to have them. We've heard them perform a couple of times. Really high energy, very, very cute. The Stuck in California is a group that is comprised of community band members, and it changes every year. But this year we have guitar, two ukuleles, a keyboard, and percussion, lots of vocals, all of community members.
And food and beverages and crafts as well, I think.
Not crafts this year, but food and beverages. We have two food vendors.
Oh, no. Lily of the Silhouette, she's going to be so disappointed that there's no goat's milk lotion. She was really looking forward to that.
Oh. Yeah. This year, we're streamlining it a little bit and no crafts.
But there will be burgers.
There will be burgers.
So, how did the idea for this festival first come together?
Well, the festival has been in effect before we came to town. And so this is the seventh year, and we've been a part of it for the last four.
We took a ball that was already rolling.
Now, we have these groups that are coming. I have some segments with the Silhouettes, with Matt Cullick, and mm-hmm. with Higher Ground, mm-hmm. Duke Weddington mm-hmm. and his folks. Quite a variety, I think.
Yep. We found Matt Cullick on the internet. New Mexico Music Commission highlighted one of the videos that he had made in a post. And we checked him out on YouTube, watched one of his hour and a half long performances. And for a solo artist playing guitar and singing, you won't be bored. He's very high energy. He's very technically proficient, excellent player, excellent vocalist. And we're excited to have him. Great singer-songwriter. And Higher Ground Bluegrass we heard perform at a bluegrass festival in the area last year. And we're so impressed with them that we invited them to come there. They do traditional and modern bluegrass. They also do rock and roll. And when I heard them play, it was all I could do to not stop dancing.
Now, I know that the Silhouettes are opening at about 4 mm-hmm. in the afternoon on Saturday, August 3rd. I know that Higher Ground's going to be on about 7 in the evening, more or less.
That's correct.
Matt Cullick is coming in there.
At 6.
At 6.
And then the local band, Stuck in California, will be on at 5.
So they're not stuck in California. They're going to be at the gallery.
Yep. And how that band got its name is our banjo player last year was telling us about a journey and how she had a series of events happen and she was stuck in California. And someone said, that's our band name. And it stuck.
That was me.
That was you.
That's my name.
So we've talked a little in the past about how you two got involved with music. You want to review for our audience just a little bit of how music came into your lives?
Well, the year was 1983, and I discovered breakdancing and got a huge interest in music from there. I loved the sound of the music back then, and I've gone in every direction since then. Punk band.
At 12,
yeah.
Oh, what a coincidence. Ken Weddington was a big fan of the bluegrass music he heard on the Andy Griffith Show. And when he was 12, he got his parents to buy him his first banjo.
Fantastic.
And you, Melissa?
Well, I started as a vocalist in school choirs at the age of 6 and started piano lessons at the age of 7 and caught the bug and never was able to shake it.
Again, while we're on the subject of Mary Dean, where did that name come from?
Oh, it has a double meaning. It's named after a person and a place, and we'll let you figure it out from there.
Okay. What excites you the most about these local events, whether it's the Ancient Way Music Festival happening on August 3rd or other kinds of area events that we've had?
Well, we're excited about El Morro because it's our backyard. It's our greater neighborhood, and we find so many artistic folks who are living so close to us, and we're so inspired by them. And We love to help facilitate artistic musical events in our neighborhood.
And what I'm most excited about are the youth performers. Having students, having people who of high school age and younger performing makes my heart happy. And just seeing the next generation carrying that torch and bringing their own influences in.
I was asking Lily and Lola if they had any groupies yet, and they said they have had some kids come up and want to help them load their van. In terms of this kind of event, obviously there's food, there are some non-alcoholic beverages, I think.
Correct.
People can wander into the gallery, I would think, if they want to look at the artwork there. But the stage is out back behind the gallery, I think.
That's correct.
And there is a roof over it. If there is any bad weather, if it's mild and just a light rain, you'll keep going. If it looks worse, you might stop down a little bit while the worst of it passes. Will there be any canopies or such out there for the sun?
Yes, there will be shades for tent, and if the weather is too bad, the event will be pulled indoors into the old school gallery.
Gotcha. Yep. So lots of contingencies.
Yes, absolutely. And El Morro is a thriving community. We're 1 mile east of the monument. Come early and hike the monument. It's worth a trip to the top. And then there's Ancient Way Cafe is there. Great place to get a bite to eat. Inscription Rock Coffee. Fabulous gift shop that is cute as can be.
And they have coffee.
And coffee, and I believe they now have waffles, I saw.
Right.
And there's a feed and seed. There's a really small grocery, a place where you can get a bag of chips and a soda and gifts as well.
And Ancient Way is actually a restaurant as well as a campground, an RV park.
That's correct.
So people can travel in, stay the night.
Yes, there's also camping at the El Morro National Monument.
Well, while we're on the subject, what are some area attractions that you particularly favor?
I don't get out much.
Oh, area attractions. I never grow tired of hiking the El Morro National Monument. I never grow tired of it. Whether the short trip, if you only have time for a half hour, half a mile hike, over the top to see the ruins. Absolutely. That's about 2 miles if you do the full loop, and it never grows tired. I never grow tired of it.
Well, I was tired after I went over the top, but
but I never grow tired of the view.
Oh, yes, exactly. So is there anything else you might like to share? Contact information, if someone wants to know more about the event, is there a telephone number or a Facebook page?
Yep, the Old School Gallery is the official host of this event, El Morro Area Arts Council. And so if you do a Google search of Old School Gallery or El Morro Area Art Council.
Or EMAC, E-M-A-A-C.
Yep, is the acronym. There is a Facebook page for this event on Facebook. And so the phone number for the Old School Gallery is 505-369-4047. The gallery is open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 5. The gallery is located 1 mile east of the El Morro National Monument on Highway 53 between mile markers 45 and 46.
About an hour's drive southeast of Gallup, more or less.
From Gallup, you take 602 to the south and 53 to the east.
Do you want to toot your own horn a little bit more?
We'll be at Oppo Gallery. Jason and I, as Mary Dean, will be at Oppo Gallery coinciding with Art Crawl on Saturday, August 10th,
yes.
7 to 9 p.m. Oppo Gallery, just across the street from Camille's on 2nd Street.
And we'll be online, MERIDEAN, music.com. You can find the Mary Dean Song of the Week, which we release every Monday. Can be found by Tuesday. Sometimes it's up by
Midnight.
It's still Monday.
We're also just finishing up our debut album, Don't Feed Monsters.
All right. Mary Dean Music, Don't Feed Monsters.
The Ancient Way Music Festival is put on by EMAC, but it's really made possible by volunteers in the community. And so it is brought to you with many, many people who help set up chairs, who help set up tents, who help set up food, who help promote it. And so I'm really thankful for the community in which I live who values art, who values music, and who provides a place and platforms for performers to bring their craft.
Thanks for having us, Rachel.